Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
How far has this family come?
Baton Rouge. I have a great idea. At least I think it's a great idea. So you know, yeah. We were talking about the Emmys in the last segment. What we should do is we should do our own contest here on our show. We just call it the Phonies. And what we do is we tell people when every time they call in on their phone, right, record it. And then if they think it was really good, they should send it to us. Send us
along with like $75 to $100
bucks. And then we'll pick the best ones and we'll make them some t-shirts and say, all I got was this Phonies t-shirt.
It's a good way to increase our 401ks.
Yes. I mean, seriously, there isn't a whole lot of difference between that and the local Emmys.
It's one of your finer ideas. God.
Thank you. You like?
Woo!
And then we can put that on the back of the shirt.
I wonder, Dan, I'll get that ready again. I want to make sure BA hears it. Brian Anderson, our buddy, joins us every Friday. He's with us now on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Tampa Bay Rays analyst, former Indians pitcher, former Diamondback, former Angel, former Royal. Hello, BA.
How many Emmys do you have, BA?
Hey, what's that? How many?
Yeah.
How many what?
Emmys.
Two.
You have two. So you're in the same boat as us. Oh, Jeff might have three. You have three?
Yeah.
Did you have to pay for it?
Yeah, you had to pay an entrance fee, didn't you?
No, I did not.
Oh! Did you have to join the organization?
Yeah, you have to. Yeah.
No. No, hey, listen, boys. I never submitted anything. I don't even, listen, I do my job. I love it. And that's it. And then all of a sudden, some trophies show up at the house in nice packaging. And they're pretty heavy. And they say Emmy on them. And I'm like, oh, that's cool. Oh,
that means somebody paid your entrance fee for you and your membership.
So
nice
job. Whoever you're working for, give them a tip of the cap. Because
they're good folks.
Everywhere we always worked, I take it back. Channel 10 and Columbus paid for our entries. I take that back. Everywhere else I work, they're like, oh, no, you got to pay for that yourself. It's like, okay.
Yeah. And boys, listen, I couldn't tell you what I won them for. I
mean, broadcasting.
Well, I know that, but usually there's a specific event. I have no clue. I just know that they look cool, they're heavy, they're legit, and they're sitting in the office.
They're great doorstops.
BA, are you on a payphone at the Mall of Tampa or something? Where are you?
No, dude, I'm in Chicago.
Oh, you're in Chicago.
I'm outside of the gym in this little kind of mall area as we get ready to take on what is the dumpster fire of the Chicago White Sox. Ooh. My good Lord.
ABA, NFL draft last night. Laura Rutledge, who I think does a great job working for ESPN, asks Brian Thomas, the wide receiver who was drafted by Jacksonville, this question. You just have to hear this.
It was his mom, actually.
Oh, his mom. What'd I say?
You said Brian himself.
Oh, no, this is his mom. Yeah, here you go. That's beautiful in the BA.
That is the epitome of keep it simple. Keep it simple. How far did we come? We came from Baton Rouge, Laura. And you know what's funny? Laura Rutledge got her start as a sideline reporter with the Rays. So I know her, and I've known her when she first started into this thing and then just blew up and became, obviously, Miss ESPN and Miss NFL.
She does good work. We've had her on the show before. I like her. That's the danger and the problem of interviewing people who aren't used to being interviewed, because if she had asked maybe the son, he'd have said, you know, we've been working at this for a long time. You're going to get an answer. Well, boy, you ask a literal question, you got a literal answer.
And by the way, that makes for better TV.
It does.
That's better TV than if she would have talked about, you know, their you know, route to the, you know, to the NFL draft or, yep, you know, whatever it may be. That answer right there, the fact that you and I and the boys are talking about it, lets you know that's a better answer.
Yep.
I'm going to start baseball with you. I'll ask you some football questions after that. When you look, you're Chicago, so look over at us here in the East, and I don't know about this, but your boys, your old boys, are playing pretty good baseball. 18-7 right now.
BA. 18-7. Now,
unbelievable.
Listen, it is. It is. And don't take this the wrong way, because I'm half kidding. But we were talking about that the other day, in between innings of one of our games. You know, the start that Cleveland has gotten off to. And I think at that point you guys were, they were 17-6. Bottom line is this. And I say this again, half kidding, because listen, you are a byproduct. You know, your schedule is what it is. So you go out there, right, and you play these teams and you beat them like you need to. But I went back and looked at, you know, Cleveland's schedule through the first 23 games, and I jokingly said to my partner Dwayne Stats, I said, you know what, 17-6 might not be good enough with who they played. My good Lord Almighty, that's the worst schedule in baseball. Easiest schedule in baseball. So thank goodness they're 18-7. I mean, they've already maxed out their games against Oakland, dumpster fire. They had the White Sox.
Oh, but wait, if you argue with somebody from here and you say that, they'll be like, you know, if it wasn't for the Guardians, the teams they played, they're 500 against them. It's amazing, because I've made this argument before that you're making, Brian, and like I get backlash. They're like, well, if you look at Oakland, look at the other teams they played, they're 500. I'm like, okay, but it's just not.
Right.
That's why I'm looking forward to this weekend against Atlanta. I want to see if
absolutely.
It's real. Yeah.
They've got measuring stick series, and really, you know, you like to say the same thing with Houston after that, but Houston's hot garbage. You know, they're one of the worst teams in Major League Baseball. So listen, again, your schedule is what it is. Go out there and play and win, and that's awesome. But it is. At this point, it's been the easiest schedule in Major League Baseball, and I don't think it's really close. They haven't played anybody. They played the Yankees. Okay, I'll give them the Yankees, and the Yankees took 2 out of 3. So, you know, so there you go. Listen, it is what it is, and I'm so happy for, you know the city, the town. You know, I hope that they, you know, can ride this all summer long, and there's, you know, good reason to believe that they can, and it certainly gives them a ton of confidence. But again, half joking, I look back at their schedule and I was like, oh, geez, you know, 18-7, they should probably be a little bit better than that with who they played.
This is Brian Anderson poo-pooing the fine start for Stephen Vogt as manager of the Guardians.
No, listen, I'm happy for him too, because, I mean, think about it. I mean, he goes from, you know, he was playing not that long ago, and all of a sudden he's a manager of an iconic franchise, and they're off to this great start. Good for him. Good for the city. Good for those players. And like I said, I hope they ride it, you know, all summer long. There's something to be said for getting off to a good start, because it instills a ton of confidence in you. You know, when you wake up like, hey, we're 18-7. We win. When we go out and play, we win a lot more times than we don't. And so there is something to be said for that, for sure.
B.A., help me with this one. And Vogt's off to a really nice start. And you wonder about, okay, will he be able to follow Terry Francona? What kind of manager will he be? What is it about a manager that makes a good manager? Because most of the time the guys all know their X's and O's, right? You can do strategy in a baseball game. What is it that makes a guy a good manager to play for and a successful manager?
Well, especially in today's game where analytics and metrics rule the day, you have to connect with the players. You have to create a culture that is consistent down in that clubhouse, where there are expectations that need to be met as far as work ethic, effort, all of those things, and connect with the guys. That's what you really need to do, because, you know, quite frankly, with the way the game is set up now, and social media and everybody trying to create a brand, there are expectations and entitlements that these players have. And so you've got to be able to manage that. You know, I don't know how to say this, but you have to be able to manage that, but yet at the same time create expectations that are that these guys will live up to and hold them accountable. You know, accountability is a huge thing in a clubhouse. And, you know, it used to be that you had guys like Matt Williams and Eddie Murray and all these veterans that would hold you accountable. All these teams now are young. They're all young guys. Very rarely do you have, like, a true veteran guy who sets the tone in the clubhouse. That's not nearly as prevalent as it once was. So that's the job of the manager and his coaching staff to create that culture, connect with these guys, hold them accountable, set expectations, and have them meet them. And so I think if you're able to do that, that's what Kevin Cash has done, an awesome job down here. Now, he had Joe Maddon that set the table for him and created that culture, but Kevin Cash, coming from Terry Francona's staff, stepped right in and kept it rolling, and the Rays have won. And you can talk to the players, players that have come here from other places, players that have left the Rays and gone to other teams, and they will tell you that there is no clubhouse culture better than the Tampa Bay Rays. And I'm sure that Stephen Vogt in Cleveland, it's pretty similar up there.
All right, B.A., let's flip to football. What were your thoughts on the draft?
Didn't watch it.
Not I was that watching, zero, huh?
WrestleMania highlights on the flight. Yeah, listen, the Browns weren't picking the first round. What do I care? Listen, Cody Rhodes did it, baby. Hey, this is what's awesome.
Cody lives in Tampa, doesn't he?
I don't know if he does or not. There's a lot to do. There's a lot of former pro wrestlers that live down in the Clearwater. Hulk Hogan, obviously, that area. But, yeah, Cody Rhodes takes down Roman Reigns with the help of The Undertaker, like all sorts of things. It was off the chain. Here's what's awesome, boys. I got an alert on my phone, and we may have talked about this, maybe not, but I got an alert on my phone a couple of months ago that the WWE announced that SummerSlam 2024 is going to be held at Cleveland Brown Stadium.
Yes.
I was all fired up. I was all fired up for all the people back home that I know that are wrestling fans, and I was texting them like, hey, man, listen, Cleveland Brown Stadium, SummerSlam, that's one of their big marquee events. Are you guys going? Blah, blah, blah. Couple of days later, I'm bored, and I'm like, you know what? I wonder when SummerSlam is. So I looked it up, and it's Saturday, August the 3rd at Cleveland Brown Stadium. Now, here's what's really ironic. I take 2 weeks off a year. I took off the first week of June, and I took off August 1st through the 9th. So guess who has tickets to SummerSlam at Cleveland Brown Stadium to bring up the little ones so that they can get their taste of Cody Rhodes and Becky Lynch and all of the above?
You.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, baby. Listen, I know what section I'm in. I don't even know what seats that I'm in. I just know my section, and they said, we'll get your seats to you by, like, June 29th. But the bottom line is I am all in, and I will be bringing the little ones, Harper and Baker, up there to catch a little WWE because they've totally gotten on board.
Are you going to VIP this thing, Brian? I mean, you probably could meet some people while you're there, right?
You know what? I may try. I may try, and I'll tell you why. Jim Privatera, who is the head of our security depot down here with the Rays, he is huge in the wrestling world. And because he was like the point man when I actually got into wrestling. You know, I watched back Randy Macho Man Savage and Hulk Hogan way, way back in the day and then never paid it any mind. You know, Big Boss Man. I knew Big Boss Man. I kind of liked him because he would club you with his, you know, whatever. Anyway, I was not a wrestling guy. And I had a buddy from Cincinnati that came down and stayed with me, him and his son, because they were going to the Royal Rumble, which was held at Tropicana Field. And that's when I got into it. That was just a few months ago. But all that to say, Jim is the head of our security, and he's big in the wrestling world, and he was the point man for the Royal Rumble. So he's got tons of connections. So when I let him know that I'm going to that event, I'm sure that he could probably hook me up, and that would be awesome. Because it's a lot of fun. Mindless entertainment, and I've had a blast getting into it again.
You might actually know someone who's a little bit closer. I'll tell you off air. I don't want to get into it on the air.
Oh, nice.
Even better.
Former teammate. Okay, I'll tell you.
EA, thank you, buddy. Enjoy. Have fun in Chicago.
Yes, I will definitely do that, boys. Great talking to you. Have an awesome weekend, and we'll catch up next week.
All right. Talk to you.
Enjoy the WWE. You don't need the draft. BA.
Thank you.
Joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Did you just hear Brian Anderson say the Guardian schedule has been and they should even be better?
Yes, I did.
You agree? Next on Baskin and Phelps.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
More Cavs, more NBA coming up with Matt Moore from the Action Network at 1240. As J.B. Bickerstaff saying something that I think is true, they'll be better on Saturday. Might even win on Saturday against the Orlando Magic. We'll find out. I'm Jeff Phelps. My buddy over there is Andy Baskin.
Yep.
We'll see. We'll see. Cavs were lousy last night, that's for sure. So we'll talk more about that. Brian Anderson was just with us. And, you know, BA's a regular guy. He's with us all the time, Andy. He's so much fun, and we enjoy talking to him. And he just said the Guardians should be even better based on who they've played so far. And I don't want to poo-poo their great start, because I think I've always believed this. Well, they're on the schedule. You don't have a choice but to play them. You better beat them. They've played so far six different opponents this season. Okay, Oakland, Seattle, Minnesota, the White Sox, the Yankees, and the Red Sox. Of those opponents, three of them actually have winning records right now. Okay, Seattle's 13-12. Mariners are in first place in the AL West. The Yankees are 17-9. They have the third best record in the American League. They're second in the East. And the Red Sox kind of playing above their heads right now, maybe. They're 14-12. The other three teams, not so hot. Oakland's 10-16. Minnesota's 11-13, kind of struggling. And the White Sox are 3-22, but one of those wins came against the Guardians. They're 3-22.
Yeah, that's not good.
No.
That's my professional analysis too on that.
So they're in Atlanta tonight, and then they go to Houston, and obviously Houston's not good right now. They've only won seven games. They're playing terribly.
It's hard to look at that though, right?
I know.
Like, I'm looking at the schedule and I'm looking ahead.
I agree. Go.
Houston,
yep.
And then I'm like, I'm looking at the record, and I'm like,
You still don't feel good about that.
No, and no. You're at Houston, too, on top of that. So I think that's the other reason why I'm a little leery.
And see, I agree. That's why I've
although their
that.
Fans aren't on board, I'm looking at that Houston series. Tickets the first night in on Tuesday, tickets as low as $11. On Thursday, it's an 8:10 start our time, $8. $8. Was right.
Are you? I don't look at. I'm not looking at the opponents that much. I know BA is. BA looks at things through a better microscope than I do. I'm just pleased that this team that I don't think most folks thought would really be atop the division at this point is atop the division. I think they've done a really nice job. And I know. Okay. But it's not like you beat up on the White Sox. You just took two or three. Now, Oakland's not real good. You're 6-1 against Oakland this year. That's been beneficial. You're 5-2 against Boston. You won't see them again until next season. We'll see. This weekend will be very interesting to see how they compete against a good Braves team.
Especially because you're starting Allen and Bibee. Those guys are 5-0 combined. in your first two starts in the series. So
yeah,
I look at that.
That's
too.
With Allen. That's where Dan's thought about wins for a starting pitcher is benefiting Logan Allen. His ERA is what, over 5, which okay, but hey, you keep your team as a starting pitcher. Keep your team in the game and give them a chance to win. And if you can do that, sometimes you get a win, and Logan Allen has 3 of them.
He has put the team in a position to get victories.
Absolutely.
That's all that really matters.
And isn't that critical? That's what.
Other than Johnny Analytics over here just doesn't care about anything. Guy gets 30 wins in a season. Oh, although that doesn't matter. That doesn't matter.
A little harsh.
What's his whip? What's his whip?
What's his what, Andy?
His whip.
Why the H?
Oh, if you watch Family Guy, you know.
I know. That's why I said it.
Yeah.
Because what did Brian say to Stewie? What's with the H sound?
Cool whip.
Cool whip. Ew, cool whip.
Oh, that wasn't bad.
Thanks.
That wasn't bad at all. Dan, I couldn't even provoke him on that. He went to
Dan
go
didn't
use
even
his
go
mic
to the microphone.
I think he just doesn't care today.
No, I just don't have it in me to care.
Do you have to do round 2 tonight? Are you working again tonight or not?
No. All right. No. I don't have it in. It's basically hit the point in all of this stuff where my thoughts on baseball and your thoughts on baseball have turned into politics. It's like, I'm not going to convince you either direction. You believe what you believe. I believe what I believe. So why the hell are we fighting?
You know, that's really kind of true. That really is kind of true.
Sounds like a song, though, doesn't it? Sounds like he's...
It's only you and me, and we just disagree.
Yeah, exactly. There ain't no good guys. There ain't no bad guys. It's only you and me, and we just disagree.
Oh.
You know, if you guys are going to keep doing that, I'm going to go walk over to NCX where they're playing Rush right now.
Only you know and I know. All the love that we can't show.
Oh, this ain't worth the dough.
We're all a little punchy today.
4 people and are I'm getting the guy these Dave references, by the way.
Are you surprised that the Guardians are where they are?
No, I'm not.
I
am. Has to do with
Andy,
what,
I am. Even with who they've played, I'm a little surprised.
Okay, what is surprising to me is the number of runs they've been able to put on the board. I don't care how bad these other teams are. They were not scoring against teams that stunk last year, too. So now at least they're scoring against sub-500 teams. Last year they weren't, and they weren't getting big runs. And, you know, so to see their run differential on the positive side and as far ahead of it as what are they, 40-plus something? They were over 50 at one point before they lost that game, 8-0. That to me is the impressive part. You know, other than the bullpen, which obviously should stand out as like the greatest achievement that this team is having right now, especially knowing that you're not getting long runs out of your starters. So, but the fact that they're able to put up the runs that they've been able to put up over the last, you know, start of the season, I've been impressed with that. Putting 6 runs on the board for this team isn't a problem. It was a problem last year, even against these same teams. How many one-run games did they have last year, right?
That's true. I will say I've been impressed with the way Steven Vogt has kind of just kept everybody fresh, used different lineups, moving things around a little bit. You know, and he's done a nice job. Let me make sure I say this the right way.
Are you going to offend somebody?
Yeah, I am, actually.
Uh-oh. Jeff Phelps offends on Baskin and Phelps.
Not to downplay managing a baseball team. But okay, if you've spent your life in baseball, Steven Vogt has. Terry Francona has spent his life in baseball. You know, most guys who are managing spent their life in baseball.
Every manager I think that we've ever had.
Yeah, I mean, you know, guys aren't just dropping in. You can put together a lineup, you know how practices go, blah, 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 blah. I mean, you can put together a lineup, you know? And with that in mind, okay. But I think it's what BA talked about, creating that culture, getting everybody on board. It's tough to kind of keep everybody happy and on board. And I think Vogt's done a nice job of that so far. And that's a key thing. Doesn't look like that's going to be any issue for him. Strategically, have you seen anything that he's done that made you think, early on, maybe bringing out a reliever second inning? That's been about it.
That's letting been about a guy it. Hit, maybe when you're like, I'm not quite sure, maybe this isn't. I did think the other thing that Brian brought up was having a manager that is like Steven Vogt could be beneficial to the game now more than it's been in the past, and bringing up and inciting some of his teammates that he had here in Cleveland, as a matter of fact, Eddie Murray. Who was the other guy? He said somebody else that he had brought in, that the Indians had brought
Matt
in.
Matt Williams,
another guy who was a vet. You know, guys that, like, can tell young guys how to play the game. He's right. Rosters today just don't look like they used to before. Like, the Yankees, to me, always seem like they're a team that has somebody like that. So in their case, maybe, I don't know, what are you looking at? Anthony Rizzo, Gleyber Torres, Aaron Judge for sure, you know, Juan Soto, Giancarlo. And, like, those, to me, those guys are the Grizzly veterans that keep tradition alive inside a clubhouse.
Why
don't
they
know
the Grizzly veterans?
Because in
Do they
baseball,
not shower very often?
No, in baseball, when you turn 30, you look like you're in your 50s.
Huh.
And if that is, am I not right? Am I not right? That's nothing not, will make 100%. You look older than playing Major League Baseball or baseball in general. Baseball players look way beyond their years. Those days on the buses will do that to you.
That might be true.
A couple of cartons of cigarettes and a couple of six packs.
Look at you. Your face looks like an old catcher's mitt.
Dirty Dan's in Cleveland.
Speaking of guys that look unbelievably young for their age, Dirty Dan.
Hey, guys. How we doing?
What's up, Dirty Dan?
What's up is Guardians baseball. Absolutely loving the team. And I had a question for you guys. So I remember 2022. Great team, made the playoffs and everything. They were looking at trading for Sean Murphy around the deadline. You guys remember that?
Yeah. Catcher who ended up in Atlanta in the offseason thoughts, too, after that.
Yeah. So my question is, if this team keeps up this pace, obviously I don't think they're going to keep this pace up, but if they do keep this up, could you see management trying to trade for either a big bat or a big arm, or are they thinking, you know, oh, we're still young, we kind of want to just stay with what we have, or do they try and add a piece? Thanks, guys.
Thank you very much.
Dirty Dan.
This team's never been shy about making moves, and they have middle infielders out the wazoo in the minor league level. So I wouldn't be the least bit surprised. I don't, Andy, anticipate any blockbusters, though, do you?
You know what's going to happen. Someone who is currently injured will come back around the trade deadline, and they will tell us, you know.
Don't say it.
Getting
no
back
Stop.
Is just like making a trade.
You know, bringing up Kyle Manzardo really is the shot in the arm that this team needed.
No. It's got to be somebody hurt. It's got to be an injured player. Somebody on the IR. And I'm right, and you know I'm right. Jeff's looking at me.
Well, who's it going to be?
Let me just make sure. I want to pick.
It's not going to be Bieber. He's out.
No, I know. That's why.
It's going to be Gavin Williams.
I'm hoping that Gavin.
You've added an arm.
The reason I didn't want to say Gavin Williams because we only think he's out 10 days. Hopefully.
Yeah. Well.
Maybe somebody else
thought he might be ready at the start of the season.
Somebody else will be nicked up that will look like a major injury when it first happens. Then we will find out it's not. And then at the trade deadline, we will find out that they are coming back. And then you will hear the immortal words. Joe Flabeats, getting him back off the IR, getting Joe back, it's just like making a trade.
Do you actually know anybody named Flabeats?
I don't know. No. But I'd be happy to meet someone named Flabeats. It's just a great name.
Sure is.
I might change my name to Flabeats.
Andy Flabeats. Welcome to Flabeats and Phelps.
Nah, too much.
A lot of F.
Yeah, without really having one, because I would be PH.
Golly.
Welcome to another slap-happy version of Baskin and Phelps on a Friday.
So the Cavaliers went to Orlando feeling pretty good about themselves, up 2-0. And now they're sitting in Orlando thinking, what the heck happened last night? Matt Moore from the Action Network. We'll talk a little NBA playoffs with us next, right here on Baskin and Phelps.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Just one game, folks. Yeah, it was awful. Yes, the Cavs stunk. They were not good in Orlando last night. One game. You only have to win 4. They've already won 2. They still have a better chance than the Orlando Magic, despite the fact that they lost by 38 and looked disinterested last night. Welcome back to Basket of Phelps. I'm Jeff Phelps. My buddy's Andy Basket.
You know, Jeff, it's interesting that you bring this up because Game 3 proved how big the dips can be during that roller coaster ride of the NBA playoffs. Wow. That is some great writing. Following 92.3 The Fan in the Odyssey app to get breaking news and special alerts sent to your smartphone and go back to the biggest moments during our local shows with the rewind function. There you go. It's all about the ups and downs of the NBA playoffs.
Well, it sure is, isn't it? It sure is. Cavs were very calm after the game last night. Would have been good if somebody had gone up and wiped out the postgame spread, don't you think?
Wiped out is really a good way to describe last night's game. The Orlando Magic wiped out the Cleveland Cavaliers.
I'd say that's accurate, actually. Yeah, I think they did wipe them out.
Well written by you.
Well, I didn't even write it.
I know.
Just off the top of my head.
You're a wizard.
Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. You try your best when you can. Were you surprised?
Yes.
Okay.
I sat here all day yesterday and said that they were going to sweep. I really felt good going into last night's game. I thought they'd lose, but I didn't expect that. Well, here's how I thought the game was going to go. I thought the Cavaliers might struggle early on, maybe get a lead early on, and then they would come back, and then it was going to be a nail biter. I thought it would be the best of the 3 games so far.
Yeah.
The problem was I the beginning of the game played out the way I thought it would. All right, I thought Orlando probably would get their first lead of the series. That happened. The problem is that once Orlando took the lead, they never looked back.
Mm-mm.
And the Cavaliers never really
looked ahead.
Got anything going right there.
Yeah.
Oh, they looked ahead. They just looked at the forgot to look
like,
at the
when's
basket.
When's game 4?
Yeah, they were do we get the day off? Can we take our family to Disney? Yeah, it's the playoffs?
I'm thinking the answer is no to that one.
Depends where you go to. You can probably go to downtown Disney, pick up a t-shirt or something. You know, that's all like a mall.
You got to get in, though. You got to pay the entrance fee to get in.
Not downtown.
Not to go to downtown Disney?
Uh-uh. At least that's what it used to be called.
Didn't know there was such a thing.
Yeah, it's like this area with food restaurants.
Really?
Hmm?
It's not part of the park?
Well, it's owned by Disney, but you just like, it's been a while since I've been down there, and last time I was down there, they were building the parking garages, but it's just like this little thing where they had, where you could buy t-shirts, and there was a movie theater there. There was a bunch of other stuff there. It was kind of just like a strip mall.
One thing I love about going down there,
mm-hmm.
the electrical line holder that's shaped like Mickey Mouse.
Oh, that's what does it for you.
That's it.
As you're driving in
driving
on
down
four,
what is it, I-4.
Four,
right? Yep.
Probably the most dangerous highway in America.
Do you think it is?
But there's always, you talk about how many times you're on that road if you're driving and you go, oh, that guy's an idiot.
That guy's an idiot.
I can't, how many times you get, you're just like, you're driving along maybe 70? And you get passed up by someone who thinks that they're on the Autobahn?
Yeah.
110,
or 120. People who are looking for the exits for
There's Disney. Some bad accidents on that road. Bad accident.
There was a bad accident in the arena last night. See what I did there?
Yeah, that was well done.
Thank you. Key to the Cavs bouncing back in game 4. What is it?
they need to go back and play the way they did in games one and two. Utilize your big guys. Don't go into panic mode when you're losing. Actually have a strategy when you enter the offensive zone that you might try to find the open person rather than throw it up in the air like you just don't care with three guys in front of you, not trying to make it into a dance. But how many times did we see that last night? Oh, I got the ball, I got the ball, I got the ball. And not even close. And then your big guys are nowhere near the rim to even try to get a rebound. There were just a couple shots last night. I'm like, how did that not go in early on when they were just trying to maybe fight their way back in it? And then maybe come out of the locker room with a little bit of heart if you're losing, or saying, all right, if we put this thing into overdrive in the third and fourth quarters, well, we're going to go home up 3-1 and take care of business when we get back home. It's a mindset more than anything. They laid down and died last night. It's exactly what they did. Orlando got the lead, and they're like, oh, we're in the playoffs. Maybe this is supposed to happen. That's how it appeared on TV. I know that not all guys play that way.
I
get it. But when you hear Mitchell saying, well, they doubled up on us. Okay, well, if you know they doubled up on you and you know it was in the first quarter, do something about it. Move the ball. Get the big guys underneath. I'm a basketball idiot. I'll be the first to say it. But I understand the basic strategy of the game.
Dan,
and if you're just going to throw the ball up in the air and throw it off the backboard and not even have anybody close for a rebound, why are you out there?
Can you clip that? Yeah. The thing Andy just said, can you clip that?
I said, Jeff is a basketball idiot.
I
should have said, you don't have to be basketball Mensa.
I've not overreacted to this. We all know how the playoffs work. I mean, you need to win 4 of 7 games. They're still up 2-1. I still think they'll win the series. There are a number of things that are concerning about what happened. There's no question about that. But the big thing that was concerning to me, and I said it at the beginning of the show, was just that you're down 16 points. You're down by 16 at halftime. Okay, you regroup. I mean, Andy, this team's come back from being down by 16. You can make a game competitive. The Orlando Magic came back in games 1 and 2 and at least made the Cavs think a little bit like, oh, we better make sure we don't mess this up. And the Cavs had nothing in that third quarter. That's the one thing I wonder. It's like, okay, why did you have nothing? Did you have nothing because JB and the coaching staff couldn't come up with any way to come back in the game? Did you have nothing because the players couldn't execute it? Did you have nothing because the players weren't interested in playing hard enough to come back from 16 down? I find all of those hard to believe. But for some reason, you got absolutely smoked.
Orlando shot a little bit better. We took a lot of ill-advised.
You knew they would.
Well, I mean, we just took a lot of ill-advised threes. Like, they took a lot of ill-advised threes in the first two games. It was our turn to take the ill-advised threes. We just couldn't get anything going.
Well, they were.
How about just move the ball, get it underneath, chip away 2 at a time. Get 2, play some defense. Get 2 more, get some defense. Throw in a 3, maybe get a 3-point play. Boom. Patience. Maybe the word I'm looking for is patience. They didn't seem to have patience once they went down. And then
I just thought they didn't have ability last night. Ability, energy, effort, coaching, everything. It was
no
all, it was
game. But they had no game plan to that. Because that's what it felt like. Or the game plan they had fell apart quickly. And they didn't have a plan B.
Is this a problem?
It is if they're down 20 in the first quarter.
Well, I was going to ask you one specific. Max Strus threw 3 games. You brought Max in, and I think Max is a very solid NBA player. He is 2 of 14 on 3-pointers. 1 of 5 in each of the first 2 games, 0 for 4 last night.
I remember in the first game going, okay, Max, I've seen enough. You're not hitting it tonight.
He hasn't hit it in the series.
Well, then you want to say he's due for game 4 then?
Oh, that sounds great.
On paper.
Yeah.
But we also said Orlando was due, and what happened to them? That was true.
Sam Merrill put up 4 threes and hit 3 of them. Of course, the game was out of reach at that point. At some point last night, JB needed to do something to mix it up a little bit. Now, what it was, I don't know. He's the coach. I mean, sub out. Hey, these guys are not getting it done. Let's take everybody out. Remember when Danny Green was with us earlier in the week?
And
remember
when
what Danny said
him?
Pop would do? He said, we put an effort like that, he's benching all of us, and he's putting five new guys in the game.
Yeah.
At the very least, we'd get some energy.
Well, they did that last night and didn't get energy.
I know. And maybe JB did it too late. I don't know. But you don't walk away from what gave you a 2-0 lead, I don't think. I'll completely go aberration on this with just the one little caveat that why did you come out with nothing in the third quarter? That's the one thing that I will not understand, because that's not typical NBA. Typical NBA is this. And I'll give you this. Typical NBA is, hey, the home team won the first two games of the series. Okay, well, the team that was on the road and now goes home is going to win game three. Philadelphia over New York. Didn't happen for the Lakers last night against Denver, but it did for Philly. And that's why one of the big reasons I thought Orlando would get the win last night was one of the big ones. Yeah. Daryl's in Cleveland. Hi, Daryl.
How you guys doing, guys?
What's up, D?
I called Jay Peterlin the last Cavs win after they won. Uh-huh. In the press conference that day, JB Bickerstaff said that in-game adjustments is a catchphrase that was created by the media, and it's not real.
Well, they weren't real last night because there weren't any, Daryl.
Hey, obviously he believes it, man. I mean,
they lived it last night.
They definitely did. And it looked like exactly Jay Peterlin didn't even believe that he said it. And I'm like, dude, I watched the press conference. See, that's the words that came out of his mouth. So when what you saw was the personification of a coach that does not believe in in-game adjustments. Either he doesn't believe in them or he doesn't know how. And I really think it leads more to not knowing how. There is no way they were supposed to lose that. There's no way they were supposed to lose a game to Orlando anyway, if they were a serious team.
Not fair. Orlando has some talent, and they're going to win at least a game in this series. But Daryl, the way they lost, Daryl, is the concern. You're right.
I'll go with you on that. The way that they lost was despicable. There was no fight. There was no run. Did we make a run? There was no run. They just kept piling on points, and we let them. We acted like we couldn't stop them. And that's a reflection of the coach. I'm sorry.
Daryl, thank you very much. It's stunning to me, Andy, that nothing happened in the third quarter other than more of the same. That's
because there's no such thing as in-game adjustments.
Well, there better be between-game adjustments.
Two for 17 the starters were from three-point last night.
There better be between-game adjustments, 17. Or this series is coming back to Cleveland all tied up at two. And I don't think you want that. Matt Moore from the Action Network had better things to do than join us at 12:40. Maybe he won't have better things to do than to join us at 1 o'clock. But, folks, are you still confident? I am. I think the Cavs are going to win this series. Tell me if I'm wrong. 216-474-0092. It's Baskin and Phelps right here on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.